Let us start again from eight lines from the top. Omar Rove, im timtze loimar simonim deraise, if you'll say simonim deraise. So the Gemara asks, im timtze loimar aposhet lei simonim deraise. He says, Rove was poishet simonim deraise adroish achicha oisoi. That's how you mevare through simonim. So what's the im timtze loimar? So the Gemara answers, mishum de'ika lameima kedishaninon. It's not muchach that adroish achicha oisoi is with simonim. Could be adroish achicha oisoi is with eidim. So that's why he said im timtze loimar. He says the raya from the posik is not mucha. The Rosh mentions, but Rava brought another raya. Rava brought a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Motza tachir shel shtoris hareze yatzer. By a tachir shel shtoris, you also give back to the malve, and if it's a takona derabonon, the loive is not sufrit. So Rava brought a raya from the Mishnah that simonim deraise. So that the Rosh says, no, Rava didn't understand differently. Rava held of simonim derabonam, the loche should be, you shouldn't give it to the malva. But could be there's another beer in the Mishnah which he doesn't understand. So from the Mishnah is not muchach. That simonim derais. Rava held simonim derais. That's a Rava understood the Mishnah, but could be there's another beer to the Mishnah. And the Posek, it could also be there's another mahalach to the Posek. So therefore he says, im timtze loima simonim derais. But if you'll say simonim derais, simonim v'simonim yoniach. So what'll be if two people come, in both of them give simonim, is yoniach, is the Baal Aveda will hold it at Shiyovi Eliyo. Simonim ve'edim yinosein lebal ha'edim. But what if one gives simonim, the other one has edim? Yinosein lebal ha'edim. Now, I'd like to mention two mahalchim in this Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonason and Rashi. Rove gave a hakdome. Rove gave a hakdome. Im timtze loimar simonim deraise, simonim v'simonim yoniach. So both give simonim. I don't know who to return it to. So it's yoniach. So can't show you Labenin if you hold Simonim Derabona, it'll also be the same then. He gives the whole Akdoma im Tim Saloima Simonim Deraise. So then Simonim is Simonim Yoniach. The halacha would be Afilu Simonim Derabona, it'll also be Simonim is Simonim Yoniach. This is a kasha. So the Rabbeinu Yonason says Amor de Keteret, Rabbeinu Yonason says as follows. If we hold Simonim Derabono, so what will be if one will bring a Simon Muvik and one will bring a Simon Beinini? So a Simon Beinini is a Simon Midarabono. A Simon Muvik is a Simon Midaraise. So if we would hold Simonim Derabono, so then it wouldn't be all the time simonim v'simonim yoniach. If one will give a simon muvik and the other will give a simon beinini, you'll give it to the one that has a simon muvik, because that's a simon d'araisa, and the other one is only a simon d'rabona. So that's, but the imtim tzeloima, simonim d'araisa, so a simon beinini is also a simon d'araisa, is a biro d'araisa. So then I feel one will give a simen muvik, and one will give a simen beinani to also be a dinyaniach, because since the Torah said you can rely on a simen beinani, there's no alimus of a simen muvik over a simen beinani. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonason learns pshat. That even though a simen muvik is a simen min asvara, we know that it's a biru. And a simen beinani is only we give it to the Baal Simen Olnu mitoich haposik, hafal pikein, simonim v'simonim yoniach. Simonim va'edim, yinosein labal edim. And here it seems the Rabbeinu Yonason also had a problem. If a simen beinani is a biru, so why should you give it to the Baal edim? Just like a simen muvik is not better than a simen beinani, so you should give it to the, should also be yoniach. So here the Rabbeinu Yonason says pshat, that even though simonim deraisa, if the edim saw that the second person had this beged, so we assume that that what the first one gave simonim, that means before it belonged to the first one, and then he sold it to the second one. V'lo edim v'yodei kam apomim. So that's why we give it to the Baal Ha'edim. That means it's a meiridike Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason seems to say the only reason edim are better than simonim is because I can assume the Baal Simen, he knows the simon because he made it. Then later he sold it. So the edim are a biru that it now belongs to the second one. So not the edim are confronting the simonim. I say the simonim is a raya that the first one made it, and the edim are a raya that the second one bought it from it. This is al kaponim how the Rabbeinu Yonason learns pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Im timtza loimar simonim diyaraisa." Rebuse noka. Tafilu omrinen diyaraisa. Afilohochi eidim adifi kedemaforish ba'ozo. Simonim ve'eidim yinosen lebal eidim. So now let us learn this Rashi Elah. Rashi had a problem. And the problem is a problem. We said Rabbeinu Yonason also had a problem. What did Rava come to say? Im timtza loimar simonim diyaraisa yoniach. The yoniach is poshet. So the Rabbeinu Yonason said, the yoniach is coming to tell us afilu asimen muvig, and a simen beinani, you'll also say yoniach. Rashi did not say that. From Rashi it would seem, and that it holds like the Rashba says, afilu simonim diyaraisa, aber simonim in a simen muvik, you'll give to the simen muvik, even though simonim diyaraisa. But Rashi, so simonim v'simonim means two simonim beinanim. So why do you need the imtim tzoloima? Imtim tzoloima simonim diraisa. So Rashi says that is even though simonim diraisa, he's coming to tell us, and by simonim v'simonim you say yoniach simonim ve'edim, you give to the Baal Ha'edim. That means that he's coming to tell us that I don't say simonim ve'edim also yoniach. I say simonim ve'edim he give to the Baal Ha'edim. So the shaila is, so why does he start off by saying simonim v'simonim yoniach? So say that. In tim shleim simonim deraisa, Simonim ve'edim, you give to the Balaidim. Why do you come into Simonim ve'simonim? So the Marshal says, Amoyer de Kechidish, Beshitas Rashi, that Rashi holds, we're talking about, that even though Simonim de'raisa, which means a Simon Beinani, and by Simonim ve'simonim you say, Yoniach, Afalpikain, Simonim ve'edim, you give to the Balaidim. But, if there'll be a simen muvik ve'edim, the soul chiddush is only speaking about a simen beinani, and a simen beinani you say yaniach, and a simen beinani and edim you give to the bala edim. But a simen muvik, one gives a simen muvik, and another one will have edim. So the marshal says from Rashi, it would seem that there's a din yaniach. That's the Seder of the Gemara according to Rashi. That even though Simonim deraisa, and by Simonim, with Simonim by equal birurim, we say Yoniya, but Simonim ve'edim, which are not equal birurim, we give to the Bala Edim. That's by Simonim deraisa, Simon Beinani. But a Simon Muvik ve'edim, you'll say Yoniya. Let us go a little further. Simonim v'simonim ve'ed echad. What is if one, both of you have two balei dvorim, each one gives simonim, and there's an ed echad that says like one of the balei simonim. So the Gemara says, ed echad kiman de lesser domi. The ed echad is kiman de lesser. And we'll say weiter, Yoniach. Now there's a Mirdike Machlikis in this halacha between the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef. The Rosh says, Eid Echad command the lesser dummy, that means Eid Echad is not Nemot, but the other one will have to swear, and Eid Echad is Kamle Shmur. So if you have Reuven gives him on him, and Shimon gives him on him, and Shimon has an Eid Echad, Reuven will have to swear. And if Reuven will not swear, so Shimon will take it. That what the Gemara says, Simonim command the lesser Eid Echad command the lesser domi, means that the Eid Echad alone cannot be Metzurif with the Simonim to give it to the Baal Simonim. But Lemaise, the one who says Kineged Eid Echad, will have to swear. That's what the Rosh says. And then the Muki Yosef says, Simonim, v'simonim, ve'ed echad. Ed echad command the lesser domi, that he doesn't have to swear. Because afilu, if he will swear, you still won't give it to him. So then there's no chiyuv to swear. So we have here a machloikis, the Rosh, and then the Muki Yosef. If you have two bala, a person found an aveda, and you have two valid dvorim, you have Reuven and Shimon, each one are giving simonim, and one has an eidecha. According to the Rosh, the one that says kineged eidecha will have to swear, and after he swears, you'll say yoniach. And if he won't swear, you'll give it to the other one. And then Muki Yosef says, that since you won't give it to him side by side, there's no chiyuv shvua. So I thought perhaps we can explain the machlokes. In the beginning of the first perek, we said over a chakira, perhaps it's a machlokes harishayim, perhaps this is the machlokes of the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef. What is pshat? Every shvua comes with a drore, with a hechoche. That means, Eid Echad says like this, so that's why the Baldova has to swear kenegdei. What is pshat with this drora of shvua? So you could say, be'etzem, the drora is strong enough to be mechayiv mom. The biro of an Eid Echad is strong enough to mechayiv mom. But, if the Baldova will be makrish the Eid Echad with a shvua, so that slugs up the Eid Echad. But Kol Zman, he is not makrish the eidechot with a shmur, so you have a birah of an eidechot, which in yisod is strong enough to be mechayiv mamon. That's one way you could learn pshat. Another way you could learn pshat is that be'etzem an eidechot bechlal can't be mechayiv mamon. Eidechot is not a birah. An eidechot is kom l'shvur. That means an eidechot that's a schus that the teveya has to father a shvur from the nitva. He can father a shvur. But not that there's a birah. There's a birah connected to the nitva. The teveya can father a shvur since he has an eidechot imoy. So it could be that this is the machlokes, the Rosh and the Muki Yosef. The Rosh held that the Eidechot is a biru. So Kozman, you know, makrish the Eidechot, I have a biru. Like the let's say there's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is in the Eidechot, I have a biru like Reuven. So Shimon will have to swear. If he doesn't swear, you'll give it to Reuven. If he swears, so then we got rid of the Eidechot, so then it's Simonim and Simonim, you're near. That is the Shitas HaRosh. The Nemuki Yosef could be holds that Mechlal, there's no Birul. There's no Birul that Kineged Shimon. An Eidechot is not a Birul. No, with an Eidechot, Reuven can be Mechayiv Shimon money. Shimon HaShvur. So this did that you could be teveya a shvua from the nitva with neidechot, that is only if after the shvua you let me keep the money. But if after the shvua you still won't give me the money, then there's no chiyuv b'chlal that I'm a chuyuv to swear. There's no chiyuv stamazay to swear. If you won't shepherd me anymore, and you'll let me it's nishba ve'inim mishalim, so that means I swear and then I keep my money. But if after the shvua you won't let me have the aveda, v'simonim yoniach, so then b'chlal there's no chiyuv shvua. It could be that is pshat in the machloikis, the Muki Yosef and the Rosh. Let us go further. Eide arige ve'eide nefile. What is if you have two kites Eidim. One cat of Eidim says they know that Reuven wove the beged. The second cat of Eidim says they know that it fell from Shimon. Is Tinosin la'idei nefila. So then Yosiche give it to Shimon. The Omrinon, it's not a hakhoshe between these two kites. The Omrinon zvuni zovne, I assume, could be both are true. It could be that Reuven was Eurik the Beged, and Shimon purchased it from Reuven. Tamrin and Svuni Zovne, Mine Shachini Nofa. Midas Olkoi, Umidas Rochboi. Another case. What happens if we have a Beged, and one says the Eurich of the Beged, he says the length of the Beged, and the other one says the width of the beged. Tinosain lemidas olkoi. So here, we give it to the one who says midas olkoi. The midas rochboi shiurei komishayalei kadmechasalei moro vekoi. Umidas olkoi loy mishtayalo. Now, pshat in this Gemara is as follows, as in my states from the Torah's Chaim. When we wear a talus, we should know that the oirech atalus is connected to the roichav ha'odom, and the roichav atalus is connected to the oirech ha'odom. That means when you hold a talus in front of you, so you wrap yourself up with the length of the talus. The guf ha'odom, the height of the talus, that's the roichev ha'talus. The roichev ha'talus is what covers, that goes meroishay va'adragloi. That is the roichev ha'talus. And that was Bizman Chazal also, that the roichev covered the height of the Odom, and the Yoyrech the person was misatif in the oirik. So now, so the Gemara says like this, if one person says the oirik, the other one says the roichiv is easy to figure out. Because if I see when he's wearing it, and I know how tall he is, and I see how much the talus is covering, so the roichiv a talus, I could figure out. But the oirik a talus, how much he's misatif in the talus, that I can't figure out. So here the Gemara means to say as follows. If you have two people that are giving simonim, the one who's giving the simon on the oirich, that's a simon that it really belongs to him because only he would know the size of the oirich atalus. The reich of atalus, even a strange person who watches the bailam where the talus could figure out the reich of atalus, which this is miroshe vadragle. That's what the Gemara says. Tinose lamidis olkoi, the midas rochboi, the reichev atalus sheyuri kamishayir lo, a person who watched him could figure out what the reichev of the talus was. Kad mechase lo morei vekoi, when he's wearing it and standing, so I figure out how tall this person is, and I see how much the talus is covering him. So shtikel ramai could figure out the reichev of the talus. Umides okay lay mishtailo, but the oirech, which he is misatif in the oirech, that aram I can't figure out. So the midas oirech is a simon that he's taking the bailam, and the midas roichev could be that he's a rabbi. Midas okay, umidas rochboy, umidas gamov. One person says, this is the length of the talus, this is the width of the talus. And let's say the length is, let's say, 2 feet, and the width is 1.5 feet. So that's what he says. This is, about kaponim, let's say this is 5 feet and 3 feet. The length is 5 feet, and the width is 3 feet. And that's what he says. It's 5 feet long and 3 feet wide. And the second one says, I don't know exactly the length and the width, but altogether it's 8 feet. That's a taich umidas gamov. Gamov is a gam yevoni. A gam yevoni is like a chof. Gamov means so that you have the length and the width together. That's a gam. So he's just saying how much the whole gam is. So that is not so. The first one who knows exactly the dimensions of the talus, exactly the length and exactly the width, and the other one just knows how the dimensions added together, the first one is a more accurate simon, and we'll give it to the first one. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Simonim v'simonim v'oshnayim v'nosnu simonel yeniach ad sheyovei eliyo. Midas olkoi, ze omar midas olkoi, v'ze noisein midas rochboi. So the Gemara says, he give it to the one that said the olkoi, because the rochboi shiyurei mishayelo. Imro oiso biyat ha-bailam, he saw when the bailam was wearing it, Shiaro, he was Meshayer, the Reuchev, Shoyabaila Machusa Boim Talus. This is a talus, so he could figure out the Reuchev of the talus, knowing the height of the Bailam, and how much of the height of the Bailam the talus is covering. So Memele, so you give it to the one that says Midas Olka. Midas olkoi v'rochboi umidas gamov, ze oima kach olko v'kach rochbo. One person says this is the length and this is the width. V'ze oima olko v'rochbo kach v'kach ameis bein akel. He doesn't specify the oirech and the roich. He says, together it's so much. Avalaini yoidea kama boirech v'kama boreichot. Gamov, what does Gamov mean? Gam Yevonis Asuye Kimin Chof Shalonu. A Gam Yevonis is like an endachov. So therefore, the length and the width, that's called gamov. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Midas orkoi, umidas rochboi, umidas mishkaloisot. What if one says the length of the beged, the width of the beged, and the other says how much it weighs? Is ye no saying lamidas mishkaloisov? So you give it over to the one who says the weight of the talus. So here the Bioinison says in the Shita, because from these two simonim, Midas Olke, Midas Rochboy, a Ramai can also figure it out if he's a good Ramai. That means by seeing when Yenna wore it, he could figure out the Reichiv, he can see her figure out. And the Reichiv, he's a good Ramai, he can figure out the Eirich also, how much it covered him. So this could be figured out. The weight of the talus, only one who wore the talus will know exactly how much it weighs. So therefore, midas mishkaloisov, so here in this simonim, we're speaking about, if I have two people giving simonim, one simon is possible that by observing the bailam where the talus, he could more or less figure out this simonim. The other one is impossible to figure out by observation. The other simon is only known if it was taka born. So memele, so you will give the talus to the one who gives the midas mishkaloisa. Hu aimer simone aget. The Baal says the simonim of the get. He says he never gave it to her. V'hi oimeres simoni aget. And she also says the simoni aget. Nos an lo, so you give it to her. This is already a ray. How does she know the simoni aget? Hakocho, the get was given to her. So we give it to her. And she says she's the get. So the Gemara says we can't take this as a blank check. We have to see what she's saying. If it is speaking about, she is saying, the length and the width of the get, so that's no proof at all that it was given over to her. Could be she saw him holding the get, and she was able to figure out he's holding the get, it's a stiff piece of paper, and she was able to figure out the length and the width. So that bechlal is not a simen that she received it. That means the zikr was a matzah, he just says he didn't give it over to her, he wanted to give it over to her, then the lady changed his mind. So it could very well be that what she knows the simonim, ol kevaroch, was no simen at all. So the Gemara says, "Elanekev yeshboi b'tzad ois pleini." No, that she's saying that there was a nekev yeshboi b'tzad ois pleini. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara wants to say two extremes. Afilu we hold simoni deraisa, so simon beinini is also good. So all kaivaroch boy theoretically is a good simon minatoire, but here, since she could have seen the get, so that is no simon whatsoever. Afilu simonim derais. And then, so midas all kaivaroch boy will, the Gemara wants to say two extremes. That midas all kaivaroch boy will not help afilu simonim derais. And then the Gemara wants to say, in afilu simonim derabonam, aponekev yesh by betzado is plainly will help, because this is a simon moving. Who Oimer Simone Hachut? Now, let's say this get was wrapped around with a string. V'hi Oimeres Simone Hachut. And she gives Simone Hachut. Yinosei lo. So we'll give her the get. So the Gemara now wants to elaborate. What do you mean you give her the get? V'mai. Ilaim b'chivre u'besumke. If the simon is, she say that the string that that's wrapped around the get is white or red. V'dilma bahadi denoket leichazi say. So it's also no proof whatsoever that she got the get. Could be he was holding the get wrapped around and she saw it was a red string, a white string. Elo b'midas olkoi. It means she's saying the length of the string. That means the get was wrapped around with the string. And she is saying the length of the string. So here, so the only way she could know the length of the string is she got the get and she opened it up and then she was able to figure out the length of the string. So then we'll give it to her. Look to Gemara weiter. Hu oimer b'chafise v'hi oimeres b'chafise. The get was lost, and the get was in a chafise. Now, a chafise is a chemes, a jug that you put wine in. And he put the get in this chafise. And he says, so this, by him that's a simon, that it's my get, because it's in a chafise, which is rare for a person to do. Is he not saying, Lloyd, we give it to her, my time and made the yoda, she was married to him, so she knows him. The chol ma the islay, whatever he possesses, the chemisu de monachle, she knows his tchunis, that he puts his private papers in the chafise. So mamele, that what she was machaven, that the get was in the chafise, is not a simen that she got the get. Let us see what Rashi says. Who Aimer Simone get Aimer Mimeni Nochel Shenimlachti Shaloiliti. See, he had written the get. He had wanted to give it to her. He didn't write the get for his health, but he changed his mind. V'hi Aimer Simone get Mimeni Nochel. I dropped it. Shenosnoili. He gave me the get. V'gershani. And he was megarish me. Yinosein lo. Shohu nosnoi v'yadeya simonim. Avol he, he gave it, so he sicha knows the simonim. So that what he's giving the simonim is no proof whatsoever that he lost it. Avol he im lay nosnoi lo, if he did not give it to her, mehechen yodo, so that's a right that she got the get. Simone achut shaget kosher boy, the get was tied together with achut. Rachvisa motzos oisoi. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Vat mosai chayev lahachriz. To when is there a chayev achrozer? How much are you mechuyev to be machriz? At kedei sheyedu boi shcheinov divrei rameya. We'll see in the Gemara, shcheinov means that I have to be machriz in the place where the Aveda was found. And the Shcheinei HaMokim are aware that something was found. So that's my Chiyev HaChozer. HaGavulcher, I saw an Ater Shmuel, he brings down from the Kiryas Sefer, that the Kiryas Sefer says the Chiyev HaChozer is Min HaTorah. And he brings down the Mekor Min HaTorah, either a mechilta, or he brings down, there's a Targum Yonis in Benazil, in the Chedushi Arim, Targum Yonis in Benazil, in Parshas Kiseitze, says, and the Posek Leisucha Leisalein, so the Targum Yonis in Benazil says, Lesloch Rishus Lechasoa Minei, you don't have a Rishus to hide it from the Baal Aveda, Achiz Allah Vesadrino. So there's a chiyuv achori, shebi machris. So there's a mitzvah min ha-toyre, and a moitzi aveide, to be machris da aveide. So now the shayla is, how far does this mitzvah achosa go? How much is he mechuyiv to be mefarsim that he found an aveide? So we have a machlokes tanoi. The Rameyer holds, kidei sheyedu boi shcheinov, that the Shechinim should know, the Shechinim, where the Aveda was found, we'll see in the Gemara, should be aware that something was found, and then later, so whoever lost will be able to give some money. But that's the Chayvas HaPirsum, the Chayvas HaChoze. More than that, you're not mechuyiv to be mefasim. Divrei Rameyer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalosh Regolim. You have to be mechuyev when Eden was speaking about Bezman Abayis. Eden, so according to Rav Meir, the Hachroze only was mefarsim to a small amount of Eden. Those in the neighborhood, if it was lost by them, so it was mefarsim that an Aveda was found. But we have here Gantz Klal Yisrael, which is possible that they lost Aveda. So Rabbi Yehuda held that there's a chiyuv of achrozes a ganz klal Yisrael. Now how are you mefarsim to ganz klal Yisrael? So when Yidin boi l'rego, so Rabbi Yehuda said, sholesh regolem, that three regolem, there was a chiyuv, each regol, a person who found Aveda brought it up in the regol, and it was machrez, that he found an Aveda. That is Tvira Golem. Acher ha-regel ha-achrein, after the last regel, Shiva Yomim, so he's now machis another 7 days. Now what is the accomplishment of being machis another 7 days? Kidei sheyelech lebeisoy shloisha. That a person, these are 7 days after the third regel, so he'll go back home 3 days, and he'll start looking if what he lost, if he lost anything. V'yachzer shloisha, and he'll take another 3 days to come back. We'll see in this time span the Gemara is going to be mefalpel on this. V'yachiz yoim echad, and he'll be machiz 1 day. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Shcheinov Meforish Bigmore, Kedei Sheyelech Kol Echod Lebeisoy, that each person should be able to go to his house, Shloishet, 3 days, Misheyishma Achroza, he heard the Achroza, that something was found, V'yeda, so he'll go home, V'yeda Im Ovad Leiklum, then he'll go home and he'll find out if he lost anything. Vim yovin she'ovad, if he'll figure out that he lost something, yavzer shloisha. Then he'll go back another 3 days. V'yachiz yoim echod. So Rashi says pshat. Who's machiz? Ani avati. Now the 7th day, he's going to be machiz. And he's going to say, I lost it. You said, let's just say for practical purposes, Ravina said later, glima machiz. That means that the person who was machiz, the 7 day period, he was machiz, I found the shirt. Now, so he went home. In 3 days, he looked in his closet, how many shirts he has. He sees, oh, he's missing a shirt. So then he comes back, and the 7th day, v'yachiz yoim echod, and he should be machiz, the oived aveide, ani avati, I lost a shirt. And then he lost a shirt, so ve'elu simonel. And then he goes and gives the simonim to that person. This time span of giving him 3 days to go home is not sufficient. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha. לחיירה, why did Rashi say ביחס יום אחד that and that Rashi learns פשט ביחס יום אחד די עובד עבדת מחס? Because Rashi held, I mean, the one who found the baby was Machis 6 days. So Fakelt, the whole purpose of the 6 days were that if a person, if the Moses was a 6 day distance, a 3 day and 3 day distance, so he'll go home and come back. But he was Machis ready, he found the shirt. So he, the Viachis Yoimecho, the 7th day, you don't need the Moitzi Aveda to be Machas, I found a shirt. I mean, he was doing this for 6 days already. So I know that he found the shirt. So that, therefore, Rashi learned, V'yachis Yoimechad is going now on the Oved Aveda, Ani Avati Ve'elu Simonel. The Teres Chaim asks on Rashi, the Loshna Mishneh is not Mashma like that. But Mosai Chayev Lahachis. So we're going on the Oved Aveda. How long is he Mechuyev to be Machis? So Rabbi Yehuda says, three regolim plus 7 days. So Lechayev we're going on the Mosai Chayev Lahachis, we're going on the Meitzi Aveda. But it's like a very modern. It's very modern. Might as well be Machis the 7th day. It was Machis the 6th day already. 6 days already. So I know who found the Aveda. So the Teres Chaim says, the Teres Chaim Yisraelik and Rashi says, no. That means like this, when a person, there was no microphones over there. That means a person, we'll see there was an Evan Atoyin in Yerushalayim. So a person went and said, I found a shirt. So the people who were close to him heard that he found the shirt. Everyone didn't hear that he found the shirt. There were thousands and thousands of people. But the one asked, what did he say he found? He found the shirt. So Bekitza, it went around, that this person found the shirt. Fine. So now a person went home to see if he lost the shirt. But the person who went home, not necessarily he heard from him, that he was the one that found the shirt. He heard from many other people, someone found the shirt. So that's why he has to be Machas the 7th day. Again, I found the shirt. The Yach is Yoimecha, the 7th day that I found the shirt. And then the one who lost it will come over to him and give this among him. So the Yach is Yoimecha, the Teres Chaim says, is going on the Moitzi Aveda in the Loshna Mishnah. Would seem like that. But Moshe Chayv Lahachis is going on the Moitzi Aveda. Fine. Tone Shcheinei Aveda. Now, we're saying Pshat in Rameya. Rameya says that Shcheinei Aveda, the Achiyedu boy Shcheinov, what is the title Shcheinov? Shcheinei Aveda. So the Gemara asks, my Shcheinei Aveda. Ilema Shcheinim de Baal Aveda, if it means the Shcheinim of the Baal Aveda, Yodalei, Lezo v'lahadreneli, why do you have to tell the Shcheinim of the Baal Aveda, go and return it to him? Why do you have to tell the Shcheinim? Ela Shcheinei Mokim Shenimtseis Boy Aveda. According to Rameya, Shcheinei Mokim Shenimtseis Boy Aveda. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. Shcheinei Mokim Shenimtseis Boy Aveda. Shemo Shelohen Hu. That means he found this Aveda in this Shchune, in this area. So Memele, he's Machis in this area that I found an Aveda. That means, the Maile is because perhaps the Oved Aveda is from this Shchune, and he'll hear that Aveda was found, and Shemo Shelehen, that's Pshat Rashi. I saw Akasha the Mayone HaChochme asks, according to Rameya, he says, I found it in this area, in this shchune, so I mach it in this shchune. This shchune is maybe the person who lost it comes from the shchune. So the Mayon HaChochme asks, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Roiv v'korev haloich achar haroiv. That means there are two birurim. There's a birur of korev. That means if I find something next to one mokim, so that's a bit mistome, it comes from that mokim, that's a birur of korev. Then I have a birur of roiv. I have a what's a roiv is not korev. So you have a birur of roiv and a birur of korev. So the Gemara says you go basarai. So he asks Akasha, so what is the cheshbon of Rameya? Rameya says, well, I found it in this shchune. That's a birur of korev, but you have roiv oilam. So what does this shchune help als tachiyav of achos? This is the Mayone Chachmas Kasha. I saw a Tosfos Rid in Baba Basra, and perhaps with this time there's a Mordeke Tosfos Rid. What if you have 10 stores? And a piece of meat, let's say, was lost from one of the stores. And 9 stores are Yiddish stores. 1 store is a Goyish store. And I'm clearing legabi the mitzvah of Ashabbos Aveda. Now, it's close to the Goyish store. You have 9 Yiddish stores. Zog the Tosfos Rit, als the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveide, that's what the Gemara says, Roiv v'korev aloich achoreiv. That means like this. That means, I have a cheshbon. Which store, if it came from store Aleph, there's a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveide. If it came from store Beis, there's a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveide. If there are 9 stores, there's 10 possibilities. 9 possibilities came from Yiddish stores. 1 possibility, it came from a Goyish store. So now, it came from the Goyish store. There's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. It came from the 9 Yiddish stores. There is a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. It's close to the Goyish store. Zok the Tosfos Rit. If I have a Shaila in the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, do I have a mitzvah? Or don't I have a mitzvah? So then the 9 stores add up. That means if it came from store Aleph, I'm a chuyif to be meishig the way. The store base, I'm a chuyif. So if 9 stodim, I'm a chuyif in the mitzvah of Ashabas Abed. Fine. Als the birr of Korev, the birr of Korev says, Yepotam Ashab, it's closer to the Goyishes. And that is a din, Roiv the Korev, Aleichacha Roiv. Okay? Roiv is a better birr than Korev. So in the Shaila, am I mechuyim in Ashabas Aveda? I'm not mechuyim in Ashabas Aveda. The din is that I am chayiv. Zok the Tosfos Rit. Fine. Now I'll have a Shaila. Fine. So now it comes from the 9 Yiddish stores. It doesn't come from the Goy. I have Roiv Stodim that there's a mitzvah of Ashabas Aveda. Now I'll have a Shaila. Which store did it come from? So to Tosfos Rit, you know which store came from? From the Korev. From the closest store that the Aveda is to the closest Yiddish store. Why? Because he says in this Shaila, from which store it came from, there's no Raiv. Because you can't add them up. That means if it came from Reuven's store, it's Reuven's. If it came from Shimon's store, it's Shimon's. If it came from Levi's store, it's Levi's. Who to give it to? There's no roi that's telling me one thing. If I have a shail in the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, am I mechuyev you add up. That means I have 9 stodim, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveide, because there's 9 Yiddish stores. There's one side that I'm part of Shabbos Aveide. That din is the birur of Roy is stronger than the birur of Korev. That is, if you could add up the Roy, and the Roy is telling me something. But at the minute I have a shaila, which store to return it to, you don't have a Roiv and Korev over here. You only have a Korev. Because Roiv isn't telling you anything. If it comes from Reuben, it's Reuben. If it comes from Shimon, it's not from Reuben, it's from Shimon. You don't have a Roiv over here. So you only have a Korev. So Memele, so then you give it to the Korev. So I think Lechayra, this is Pshat, and this is the Teres and the Mayoni Chochmas Kasha. That means I found it in a neighborhood. So the Shaila is Machiv Achaz, who should I return it to? Here the Shaila is, who should I return it to? Yezicha, we're talking about it's an Yiddish, the Zicha Mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveide. Shaila is to have to wait till the Regel Mimachas to Klal Yisrael. And that, from where it came from, and that is no Birur of Roiv. Roiv will not tell me where it came from. So Mamela, and that I'm Soymech, and the Birur of Kodesh.